to say, following up that comment about the number of people getting up, I've been about 300 AGMs. This is would be in the top three or four of all time in terms of the quality of the debate. It's great to have 10 different shareholder questions. So Steve Johnson, one of the owners of Intelligent Investment, flies down from Sydney for it. Sydney fund manager Fred Woolard flies down, so it's terrific to see it. Wish more AGMs were like this. My last question is goes back to that issue about the notes and whether the if the note holders vote not to roll over, it's a forced sale. Can you talk, and I might get Mr. Paluzzi, the auditor, up on this one as well, from Deloitte's. It's the question of cross-collateralisation. The whole issue with the likes of Orco and MFS has all been, well, you can see the listed company, we can see the debt there, that's fine. But there's also debt in some of the managed vehicles, and you know, if that falls over, like with Centro, you know, that falls over, then there's a question of, is all that debt recognised, and does that trigger cross-guarantees, cross-collateralisation, as they call it? So, and then you get this whole cascading fear where if suddenly investors want to run to the door and they can't, you end up doing a Centro or an MFS and you end up freezing a fund and your brand's gone and that's it in this game, which is a confidence business. So can you talk a bit about if the managed funds and all the growers, etc., and the loan book really are completely ring-fenced, absolutely separate, no cross-guarantees like we've seen with MFS New Zealand, etc. So is it completely ring-fenced and is the auditor satisfied about that, or where do the liabilities kick in? What sort of situations does the parent company suddenly get lent on to lend a hand to some of these other geared-up vehicles that we've got out there?
Peter, I'm sure we haven't got any problems in that area, but I'm just like to check with my colleagues to ensure that's clear.
Stephen, addressing PLL first, your comment was perhaps insightful in that we do guarantee the debt of PLL, that $24 million, and for that reason, that debt sits on our balance sheet. But that is the only example. There are other entities, if you like, for example, the Timbercorp Primary Infrastructure Fund that has debt, and there's that has debt, that would be the main one to refer to, and in that case, no, we don't have any guarantees in relation to that debt. I think it's as simple as that. Sergio, I'm not sure if you've got anything you'd like to add.
SNESA completely confirms Sol's point, which is nice to know. Stephen, I appreciate your comment. I too am delighted with the quality of the questions that we've received today.